Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's a marvelous night for a moon dance with the stars up above in your eyes. A fantabulous night to make romance neath the cover of October skies.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. One of my favorite blues men, Mr. Van Morrison there, one of the best, going all the way back to, he goes back to the 60s, and that song's not that old, but that's a great one, Moondance. Welcome back, 7:23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there, including an incredible body of work that Jeffrey Zabar has deposited with us over the years, writing archives of past interviews that we've done on every topic under the sun that you can imagine, on small business, micropreneuring, whatever it might be. Jeffrey's been here and over for way more than 10 years. Let's see how far back. No, like 11 years, over 11 years he's been here. And he's our good friend, Jeffrey. Thanks for hanging out with me. And give us your website. Tell us how we can find you and your books.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
Yeah, so check that out, folks. Lots of stuff there that will help you. And you got a? Are you still doing your blog?
I am still doing my blog, not as much as I should, but you know what I'm finding though, and this is, you know, back to the topic of conversation where you get, you know, whatever some people believe, whatever drives traffic is worth doing. I'm finding there's a lot of really great content out there, and while I'm still, you know, I'm a writer, so I still write a lot of stuff. But what I'm finding is that it's really cool instead to share other people's stuff and links around. So you ask if I'm still writing my blog, yes, but I'm also sharing content that I'm finding online, and so I'm posting links to it or doing, you know, sort of compendiums where I'm wrapping up other people's content into, you know, sort of reviews and things like that. So there's a lot of good stuff going on. There's a lot of good content out there in general.
Well, let's talk about the I want to come back to what we were talking about earlier about Google and them being the traffic cop and this one guy, this one weird guy who got the idea that you know, berating customers was a good SEO strategy. The thing that concerns me for most small business owners is almost the opposite. Now he'd gotten so excited about SEO that he actually went the wrong way. He went over to the dark side. But I'm more concerned about small business owners, Jeff, who don't even know what's being said about them online. They aren't doing any kind of Google alerts. They're not going to Twitter and typing in their name, their company's name, to see if it's popping up, to see if anybody's saying anything good or bad about them. And they're completely clueless about what's happening out there in the cyber market.
Right.
Talk to us about that a little bit.
There are enough tools out there that to keep you alert, literally and figuratively, of what's being said about you, that there is no excuse for negative comments about you going unrefuted, or at least you just knowing the positive and the negative. So, when you say
unrefuted, folks, we're not saying that you go in there and type in nuh-uh.
Right.
You know, we're not talking about that. We're talking about dealing with it. When you say unrefuted, you mean dealing with it in a positive and a productive way.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, my brother does a lot of eBay work, and he is very proud of the fact that he has had no negative remarks. And then he sold something fully acknowledging that there was a certain blemish that existed on the product. The person bought it, said, there's a blemish on this product. He goes, I put in the review, in my description, that this blemish existed. And then he went and put a negative review, and my brother worked with him and then tried to work with eBay to get that removed, because he's otherwise an unblemished, you know, previously, you know, to take
well,
the work.
Well, what's don't remove it. Just have a post below it that says, you know, hey, what, you know what? I had a problem. This guy fixed it. What a great guy.
Right.
Exactly. I mean, the combination of those two pieces. I mean, everybody knows people make mistakes. Everybody knows things aren't perfect. Everybody knows some customers can't be made happy at the first try.
Right. Right.
And so it's not what it's not whether you mess up or not. It's what kind of character do you have when you find out that you have messed up.
Right. Or in this instance, you know, in the instance of eBay and my brother, you know, even if you haven't done something, you have to make right. Okay, so the guy had a negative comment, you know, that was in the review, or what can we do? And to the point that he went back and said, send it back. I'll give you your money. Well, I still like the product, but,
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah. What's up with that? So, like you said, back to your point, you got to realize that not everyone can be made happy, but there are also those who learn to game the system to play it in such a way to their benefit that negative becomes a positive in their eyes. And back to the point, the 800-pound gorilla in the China shop, to mix metaphors, has realized, and that being Google, has realized that that can't stand, that you can't treat people poorly and hope to game that in order for your benefit.
Well, the biggest problem, though, Jeff, I mean, what you, the example you gave us in the last segment was an interesting one, but albeit a bizarre one. But the people I'm the most concerned about are the people who are not online, or at least not very active online. They're not involved at all in social media, and which I understand what their concerns are. But that's one thing. But you can't deny this whole world, this whole universe that's out there in cyberspace, where people are connecting and talking to each other and talking about other people and their experiences and et cetera, et cetera. You can't deny that that exists and stick your head in the sand. You've got to be aware of it. Otherwise, all of a sudden your phone's not going to stop ringing.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's you know, you may not do a lot of work on the internet. You may not get your traffic from there, but people can talk about you there. So we said briefly.
Hey, Jeff, I got to wrap it up. Ask a 15-year-old to help you. If you don't know how to
go.
Do this,
absolutely.
Ask a 12-year-old. Hey, Jeff, give us the website one more time.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com.
You're the best. Thanks, Jeff, for being here. Good job today.
Jim, thanks for having
me, as
always.
Next time. Check it out. Whatever Jeff's got, folks, is top shelf. Quick break. Stay with me. 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. I promise. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.